Homodeus, A Brief History of Tomorrow. This is page 194. Germs and Demons. Most of the misunderstandings regarding science and religion result from faulty definitions of religion. All too often, people confuse religion with superstition. Spirituality, belief in supernatural powers or belief in gods. Religion is none of these things. Religion cannot be equated with superstition, because most people are unlikely to call their cherished beliefs superstitions. We always believe in the truth. It's only other people who believe in superstitions. Similarly, few people put their faith in supernatural powers. For those who believe in demons, demons are not supernatural. They are an integral part of nature, just like porcupines, scorpions, and germs. Modern physicians blame disease on invisible germs, and voodoo priests blame disease on invisible demons. There's nothing supernatural about it. You make some demon angry, so the demon enters your body and causes you pain. What could be more natural than that? Only those who don't believe in demons think of them as standing apart from the natural order of things. Equating religion with faith in supernatural powers implies that you can understand all known natural phenomena without religion, which is just an optional supplement. Having understood perfectly well the whole of nature, you can now choose whether to add some supernatural religious dogma or not. However, most religions argue that you simply cannot understand the world without them. You will never comprehend the true reason for disease, drought, or earthquakes if you do not take their dogma into account. Defining religion as belief in gods is also problematic. We tend to say that a devout Christian is religious because she believes in God, whereas a fervent communist is not religious because communism has no gods. However, religion is created by humans rather than by gods, and it is defined by its social function rather than by the existence of deities. Religion is anything that confers superhuman legitimacy on human social structures. It legitimizes human norms and values by arguing that they reflect superhuman laws. Religion asserts that we humans are subject to a system of moral laws and we did not invent, and that we cannot change. A devout Jew would say that it is the system of moral laws created by God and revealed in the Bible. A Hindu would say that Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva created the laws which were revealed to us humans in the Vedas. Other religions, from Buddhism and Taoism to Nazism, communism, and liberalism, argue that the superhuman laws are natural laws and not the creation of this or that God. Of course, each believes in a different set of natural laws discovered and revealed by different seers and prophets, from Buddha and Lao Tzu to Hitler and Lenin. A Jewish boy comes to his father and asks, "Dad, why should we not eat pork?" The father strokes his long white beard thoughtfully and answers, "Well, Yankele, that's how the world works. You are still young and you do not understand, but if we eat pork, God will punish us and we will come to a bad end. It is not my idea, it's not even the rabbi's idea. If the rabbi had created the world, maybe he would have created a world in which pork was perfectly kosher. But the rabbi did not create the world. God did it, and God said, I don't know why, that we should not eat pork. So we should not. Capiche?" In 1943, a German boy comes to his father, a senior SS officer, and asks, "Dad, why are we killing the Jews?" The father puts on his shiny leather boots and meanwhile explains, "Well, Fritz, that's how the world works. You are still young and you do not understand. But if we allow the Jews to live, they will cause the degeneration and extinction of humankind. It's not my idea. It's not even the Führer's idea. If Hitler had created the world, maybe he would have created a world in which the laws of natural selection did not apply, and Jews and Aryans could all live together in perfect harmony. But Hitler did not create the world, he just managed to decipher the laws of nature, and then instructed us how to live in line with them. If we disobey these laws, we will come to a bad end. Is that clear?" In 2016, a British boy comes to his father, a liberal MP, and asks, "Dad, why should we care about the human rights of Muslims in the Middle East?" The father puts down his cup of tea, thinks for a moment and says, "Well, Duncan, that's how the world works. You are still young and you do not understand, but all humans, even Muslims in the Middle East, have the same nature and therefore enjoy the same natural rights. This is not my idea, nor a decision of Parliament. If Parliament had created the world, universal human rights might well have been buried in some subcommittee along with all that quantum physics stuff. But Parliament did not create the world, it just tries to make sense of it, and we must respect the natural rights even of Muslims in the Middle East, or very soon our own rights will also be violated, and we will come to a bad end. Now off you go." Liberals, communists, and followers of other modern creeds dislike describing their own system as a religion because they identify religion with superstitions and supernatural powers. If you tell communists or liberals that they are religious, they think you accuse them of blindly believing in groundless pipe dreams. In fact, it means only that they believe in some system of moral laws that was not invented by humans, but which humans must nevertheless obey. As far as we know, all human societies believe in this. Every society tells its members that they must obey some superhuman moral law and that breaking this law will result in catastrophe. Religions differ, of course, in the details of their stories, their concrete commandments, and the rewards and punishments they promise. Thus, in medieval Europe, the Catholic Church argued that God doesn't like rich people. Jesus said that it is harder for a rich man to pass through the gates of heaven than for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, and the church encouraged the rich to give lots of alms, threatening that misers will burn in hell. Modern communism also dislikes rich people, but it threatens them with class conflict here and now rather than with burning sulfur after death. The communist laws of history are similar to the commandments of the Christian God, inasmuch as there are superhuman forces that humans cannot change at will. People can decide tomorrow morning to cancel the offside rule in football because we invented that law, and we are free to change it. However, at least according to Marx, we cannot change the laws of history. No matter what the capitalists do, as long as they continue to accumulate private property, they are bound to create class conflict and they are destined to be defeated by the rising proletariat. If you happen to be a communist yourself, you might argue that communism and Christianity are nevertheless very different because communism is right, whereas Christianity is wrong. Class conflict really is inherent in the capitalist system, whereas rich people do not suffer eternal tortures in hell after they die. Yet even if that's the case, it does not mean communism is not a religion. Rather, it means that communism is the one true religion. Followers of every religion are convinced that theirs alone is true. Perhaps the followers of one religion are right.